Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Detroit Rock City Promotions, everything you need for your party, wedding, show, or event. DJ services, tent setup, table and chairs, mobile stages, sound and lighting, photography, on-staff reverend. Book DRCP Army today at 810-627-9773. That number again is 810-627-9773. Or find us on the web at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your networking computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Your morning cup of sports right here on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. It is B. Evans and Farmer. What is going on, dude?
What's going on today, B? What's crack-a-lackin'? Happy Friday, TGIF, baby.
Yeah, I would say that ain't no joke, but I gotta work Saturday.
Ah. Hey,
it's
working
cool
the
though,
weekend
man.
Shift again.
You know, it's cool though. I mean, you know, you can't complain about the extra money. It's always nice, but working the weekends is pretty laid back and chill in that place. So, you know, weekends are nice. So tonight was like a weekend night for me. It was actually a pretty good night last night too.
Flinging the used rubber, baby, putting some hydrogen peroxide in it and saying, here you go. That's B. Evans'
yep. Hey, kind of like a man in China going through an airport and gets busted. They, I can't help it, dude. I got to tell you this.
Come on, tell me. Because I wasn't in China last night, so let's go.
On the 28th of September, customs officials were there at the airport there. Noticed a foreign man approaching the counter with a very unusual walking manner and a strange look on his face. Alerted by the suspicious behavior, they conducted a routine search of his bag and found a single piece of gold bullion weighing 200 grams, which is 7 ounces. Intrigued by the man's attitude and demeanor and everything, customs officers decided to go further in submitting him to further search. The results revealed 3 more pieces of gold bullion stuffed inside of his rectum.
Why?
Apparently he didn't want to have to pay customs or pay taxes and go through customs with that, and didn't think they'd check his anus.
That's people. Come on, I think I saw that guy. I think I saw that guy when I was over in Bangkok, a couple of weeks ago.
Apparently,
he just got one of them big old waffles and he needed to take one home. You know what I mean?
You're talking a pound and a half stuffed into your ass. I mean, that's 21 ounces worth of gold stuffed in your ass, man. I mean,
I guess he wanted a gold member, right?
I mean, that would cause anybody to walk funny.
It would?
I mean,
yes.
But apparently, it brings the total haul of the amount that was in his rectum and the one piece that they found in the bag to about 2.2 pounds of solid gold, which is worth about $40,000 U.S.
Wow.
So he roughly had right around $36,000 stuffed in his butt.
That's just crazy. Crazy.
And I'm going to do a complete flip-flop because I love to flip-flop, man. That's my thing. I'm a pancake, man. I get all flippity-floppity on the show. I'm going to go completely crazy.
I was expecting you to go flippity-floppity on your, you get a medal, you get a medal, you get a medal. But you didn't because I know how much you are like a pancake.
Oh, no, it's a you get a medal type of day. It's a you get a medal type of day because if anybody watched, the Chicago Blackhawks and the Pittsburgh Penguins play last night in hockey, game one of the season opener, guess what? The Pittsburgh Penguins went complete Oprah on the ice last night. They looked over at Chicago and said, "You get a point. You get a point. Everybody gets a point today." They were passing out points left and right, man. Okay.
Yes,
now,
they were.
There's a long-standing, there's a big thing going on about their Pittsburgh's goalie being made of Swiss cheese. I think Swiss cheese would have stopped more than what their goalie was able to stop last night. I mean, 10-1 as a final score. They scored 3 points.
At least
against
it wasn't
Pittsburgh.
A shutout. At least it wasn't a shutout.
Hey. And that one that they actually – the 1 point they actually did get, though, was actually kind of nice. But they scored 3 points in a minute and 13 seconds into the game, dude. Like I said, Pittsburgh went Oprah on the ice.
Yeah, they did. And I really think that Pittsburgh's going to miss, Fleury, who got traded in the fantasy trade. They already are, but I'm trying to be nice. But the Las Vegas Knights got him, and I was completely shocked that Pittsburgh stayed with Murray. Murray is definitely was untested and injury prone, and then their new goalie Nemeny is just a big bag of garbage, and that's where Murray is like, "Here, hold my beer. This is how it's done, kid." That was just a great game for the Chicago Blackhawks and Jonathan Toews and company to just womp on the defending Stanley Cup champions.
Dude, it was so great. Now, I had started watching the game. And you realize how upset I was. Like, I was so, I was hyped all night because I could watch part of the game and then I had to go to work. And I'm like,
right.
Oh my God, I am missing something amazing. And I knew it. And I didn't have time to go out and check my phone and this and that. And I'm like, all right, I'll just check it when I get home. We've seen games go one way where, your team just jumps ahead and they just kill it. And then out of nowhere, you're like, how the hell did they lose? So I'm expecting something to happen. I didn't expect 10 points to 1, but hey, you know, it happens. So I'm like, I get home and I go and I look up the scores and I'm like, oh my God. I start like dancing in my chair and I'm all excited and I'm just in pure bliss. And I'm like, oh wait, I wonder if Kim from Stay Out of My Crease watched the game last night. I'm sure she did. So,
oh, you know she did.
Her being a Penguins fan and me being a Blackhawks fan, I had to, the humanity was eating at me, man. I had to make sure that she caught the game. I was really concerned that something might have happened and she was not able to catch the game. So I had to make sure she was updated. I just had to.
Gotta update Kimmy. Gotta update her. I had to make sure.
I was concerned. You know, I didn't want her missing her team, get annihilated.
Right.
So, this is so funny. This is great. So, you know, I reached out to her and, you know, made sure, hey, you know, did you watch the game? And
she let me guess. Kimmy sent you back a couple middle fingers, and
well, she. I'm guessing it's just too early in the morning for this shit. I pulled a farmer. I watched the game. This and this and this. Blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, that's perfectly fine. I didn't get much of a response. So, for those of you who like hockey and enjoy hockey, make sure you guys tune in to Stay Out of My Crease, All About Hockey with Kimmy and Jimmy, right here on Radio AFS on Tuesday at 9 Eastern in the evening, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and you will hear yours truly, B. Evans, call in to make sure he reminds Kim that the Blackhawks won 10-1.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Now,
let the messery begin. See, and at that time, it's not too early for this garbage. So, you know, you never know. The old farmer does a cameo every now and then on Stay Out of Kimmy's Crease. And well, I may have to also give Kimmy a warm welcoming of the look at your now trash can garbage bag goalies. Have a good season.
Now, do you remember, okay, and we just talked about this, and it's crazy because it just came out, like, it hit video, like, 26 years ago or something like that, but The Mighty Ducks, do you remember that movie?
Yes.
Do you remember how bad Goldberg was as a goalie when they first started?
Oh, my God, he sucked.
He was better than the goalie we seen for Pittsburgh last night. He was at least able to stand in front of one of the pucks and unintentionally stop it. So, but anyway, I got to get into it. We've got people listening. I got to get into it, and I got to do it now. We have an awesome show lined up today, Farmer. A very, very exciting show. We have a very special guest.
Wait a minute, what?
We have a guest.
Since when do we get guests on this show? It's too early for people.
It is. It's always too early for people on this show. It seems like it, because nobody ever really wants to call. And they're like, oh, well, we're either at work or it's too early. Or people like me that work
right.
Third, and they're just like, yeah, I'm going to bed now. Forget you guys. I'll listen to the replay.
Right,
but,
which is fine and all well and dandy. But we actually have a guest that actually wants to talk to two people like us?
We do. It's awesome. We have an exciting guest here, too. And it's great because it ties in perfect with our phone call from yesterday. So, without further ado,
all right.
I would like to introduce to your Morning Cup of Sports, I would like to introduce Lo Locust. She is a former semi-pro football player and a current coach in football. And yes, you heard me correctly. I said she. That means female. And if you listen to yesterday's show, you know exactly where I'm going with this. So let's go ahead and bring her on now. Good morning, Lo, on your Morning Cup of Sports. How you doing today?
Good, good. Nice to join you guys this morning and be part of the show. Hey, how are you?
Good morning, Coach. I'm Farmer. How are you?
Good, good. Nice to talk to you guys today.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a stab in the dark, Coach, that you listened to the show yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay. And B, I want you to press this nice, lovely sound clip from this caller who's never called our show a day in his life, and then he goes kind of cattywampus at us. So
he did.
Press the clip, and I want the coach to tell us how she feels about what this gentleman says.
Oh, well, definitely. I'm going to hit the clip right now. You know, and for those listeners that were not able to tune into the show from yesterday as well, they'll know what we're talking about. So here we go.
Going on with the whole, like, Cam Newton thing when they're trying to, you know, cover and try to show him as this misogynist pig. How dare he, you know, laugh at a female reporter. I'm sick and tired of this feminist bullshit that's getting into sports, how we've got to celebrate every time there's a female referee or a new female sports anchor, or they got to stick women into all these fields, as if these women, most of them, have no idea what the hell they're even talking about. The woman's question, you could tell she barely understood what she was even saying. She was just kind of throwing something out there just because she could say something. And I'm just,
right.
This is all just, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what the heck's going on in this country. I mean, you see it everywhere. I mean, it's like delusion on every front. You got transgenderism, where as a society, we've been told to embrace people who've got a mental illness or delusion that a man can become a woman or a woman can become a man. And once we accept that, now you see all this other nonsense that we're accepting, that women can do the exact same thing men can do. And there's no difference between men and women. And women can perform in the exact same way. And it's like, no, they can't. It's just not it's just they can't do it. It's a period. And women have no business covering football. I'm just going to say it right here, right now. They have no business covering football. Basketball, knock yourself out. Baseball, do whatever you got to do. But football, come on, man. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, that was comedy.
Oh, I love your answer already, Coach.
That was comedy. So here's the thing. What I've learned, and I've been around the game. I've been a fan of the game since I've been 5 years old, and I won't go into the math, but that's a really long time. followed the game, diehard Steelers fan. I mean, I sat in front of the television glued to it because there was something about the game of football that was just not like anything else for me. So let's just start there. So I've been a fan of the game and then got a chance to play. That was a dream come true. Got hurt, started coaching, so on and so forth. But what I can tell you is that I understand the aspect of not having someone in a position that doesn't make sense. And I mean, I see both sides of it, and I have to tell you, like, I guess I should have taken more offense to what Cam did, but I didn't, because I don't know him personally. I don't know how he really meant it. I don't know the other context of it, and everybody's kind of entitled to their opinion, including the caller, you know, from yesterday. But if you're going to lay it out, you know, I'm very much a student of the game, and I've been blessed to have opportunities to be able to be with coaching staff as the only woman, and they've accepted me and included me, and I've developed players, and I have a good reputation in regards to, you know, being serious about what I do. Like, this is what I want to do. This isn't something I just woke up yesterday and decided at the nail salon I wanted to go be a football coach. I mean, I live and breathe this. I barely have time to do anything other than my full-time job, but to coach football, because that's what I want to do. So for women like me who put in the time and the effort and we're out there and we're making a difference and we're not asking for any special consideration, we're not asking, you know, if I get a position, I want to earn it. I don't want it to be handed to me. I don't want it to be because I'm a woman. I want it to be because I'm a good line coach, because players respect me and they know that they know that I don't BS when it comes to football because I take it that seriously. That's what I want to be known for. And, you know, I can't control what they think. you know, there's going to be people like that. There's going to be supporters. There's going to be haters for the most part. To me, that's all white noise. I just have a job to do when I'm on the football field, and that's what I set out to do. Because I'm a woman, to me, it's secondary. I'm a coach first and then a woman, not a woman who happens to coach. So I'm a coach who happens to be a woman. There's a big difference in that type of perspective. And there's women out there like me that feel the exact same way and are doing this daily and get absolutely no publicity or anything because that's not why we're there. We're not there for that reason.
Yeah, you're there for the love of the game, and you know,
absolutely.
You know, and you've listened to the show. So if you drop a few F bombs, it's cool. Hey, we're not regulated by the FCC because if we were,
gotcha.
There'd be a lot of fines already coming at your morning cup of sports.
I felt the turf was about to come out. It was real close.
Yeah,
to coming
no, I,
out
I heard
on the
it.
Turf,
I was like.
But...
Oh, just gonna do it. I'm like, come on, just do it already.
No.
So you are a current coach in a semi pro league, is that correct?
I actually have four teams right now that I'm involved with. I have high school team. This is my eighth year with Susquehanna Township in the Harrisburg area. And I'm an assistant D line coach there. I have a semi pro team out of Woodbridge, Virginia. And that's men's semi-pro, and I'm their D-line coach. And then they're entering playoffs. High school is hitting, like, mid-season. I am going to be helping, again, with the women's team in Harrisburg as their D-line coach. And that starts up in the spring, but we've already started conditioning in some classroom sessions. And then I'm an A2, Arena 2 football coach for Lehigh Valley Steelhawks, which is a men's arena team out of Allentown. And I'm their D-line and linebacker coach. And we feed to the soul. So, I mean, it's a viable level of arena. This will be my second year with them, but it'll be my fourth season overall with arena. So I do a little something every day for football, and that's cool. That's how I like it. When I have bye weeks, I go crazy when there's no football. So
you are definitely a very, very busy lady. So you have Friday Night Lights tonight, and yet you still take time out to talk to us. And that's
absolutely awesome.
And I definitely appreciate it. So the difference between like arena football, you know, and teaching D-line and versus regular football, is there a different scheme that you're really going to teach the offensive line or anything else like that, or is it pretty much like the same mentality?
So I'm big on fundamentals and basics, and what happens a lot of times with these guys, because they've played D1, some have played Arena 1, some have been in the league. I don't want to say that they have bad habits, but I don't think it sometimes is reinforced from a fundamental standpoint. So that's the first thing. Very big on fundamentals. And because it's arena, I only have three down linemen to work with, and it depends on the rules of the league in which your team is affiliated to as to what you can do. The current league that we're in, none of the down linemen on the D-line can stunt. You can only stunt from what's called a MAC backer, because there's only eight on the field, but you can only stunt a MAC backer and the D lineman. You can't blitz to the outside. You can only blitz A gap. You know, it's a little bit more restrictive. When I was in a different indoor league, we could twist and stunt on the D line, and we could utilize, you know, the guys up front as well as from the MAC backer level. So we're a little limited on what we can do. So that says to me we need to be more fundamentally sound than the other team, and sometimes they hate that because, you know, we're drilling and we're getting back into some of the things that maybe they knew how to do and just have gotten a little bit lazy with technique. But that's where I'm that's my focus. Like, we have to be fundamentally strong up front, and then the aggression and, you know, taking somebody's head off, that comes second.
That's awesome. It really is. I have a question.
Sure.
Now, hold on, B. Now, for our caller yesterday, I want to know if he understood any of that lingo.
Oh, Mr. Misaki.
You know, I want to know if he knew what Coach was talking about. You know, so if he's listening, and if you know
Farmer?
Anything that this coach was actually talking about, you know, come
please
on,
call
now.
In. Are you referring to Mr. Misogyny?
Right.
You gave him a nickname already?
Oh yeah.
Everyone.
Just,
everyone
it literally
here
happened
on the
just
show
now.
Has a nickname. Yeah, everyone has a nickname on here, so we got to figure one out for you, Coach. I'm sure it will come eventually.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so how I'm wondering here when with you being a female, and I know you probably met quite a bit of resistance, or at least some resistance, going up through the ranks and working your way up. How do the men take to you being a coach and being in the leadership position? Do you ever have any issues with any of them?
You know, it's really odd to say this, and I think that's where I've been super fortunate, is that I really haven't had, at least put it this way, at least to my face, I haven't had a lot of pushback or questioning in regards to, you know, me being there and me being a part of the process. And I think that has to do, again, with being able to be brought into these programs where the coaches believed in me initially enough to give me an opportunity. You know, once you get an opportunity, then it's on you. I mean, they could have brought me in and, you know, I could have pretty much sucked. And then, you know, it would have been like, well, we tried. But they set it up from the very beginning. Like, nobody's ever treated me differently. Like, here's Coach Locust. This is what she's doing, you know, whatever. And then we just go off and do what we needed to do. So they set the expectation and the tone. And I really have not had it. Even, I mean, I've done youth level. I've helped out with, never got pushed back there. You know, some of the dads obviously asked me questions as we would go through, but I think, you know, like you guys know, I mean, being able to talk to them in the same type of verbiage that they've heard other coaches talk, and I'll say without cue cards or anybody writing scripts for me, it makes a difference, right? So I think people kind of forget at times when you know what you're talking about. I think gender becomes secondary to being a coach. It should. But, yeah, I really haven't had it. And I think, well, and you guys are just starting to get to know me, but I think that they would know that it wouldn't be met with any, like, niceties if I did get questioned, especially if it was on something that had to do with what was at hand or what I was responsible for.
But, you know, that's awesome, you know, that, you know, you haven't had this pushback. At least, like you said, to your face and hopefully
yeah.
your players that you coach and everything else like that. You know, you seem, you know, to us already, and we've only been talking for a while. Hell, I'd play ball for you, and
well,
you know, I'm not an offensive line. Well, I'm a little small for an offensive line, but I would you know, work my ass off for you because you know it's hard to find, you know, a coach. Not hard to find, but there are certain coaches in my career that have stood out in my head, and
mm-hmm.
and I believe that the young men that you're coaching in high school, and also the grown adults from D1 schools, D2 schools, I think even D3 schools would probably feel the same way of you coaching them, and this is just only talking with you for you know a few minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. You know, I mean, that's a coach's job, right? To make that positive impact, to make them a better player, to help position them for success on and off the field. I mean, that should be why we all do it. But yeah, hopefully
and
that's a consistent
why people
message.
Coach. Yeah, and that's why people coach and play the game is for those
yep.
Team building aspects and to you know hopefully listen and prove. And do what your coach tells you to do, because there's people
right.
out there that be like, it's just a coach. She, you know, they don't know what they're talking about until, you know, game one of the season and, you know, they get trampled over.
Well,
right.
and
I do think that it helps. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I do think that it helps. I mean, even though, you know, there's not a lot of credibility sometimes put to, you know, the women's game. I mean, I think that it does help that I played because I can relate some things or some of the, you know, the messages or some of the things that I'm trying to get across, you know, to when I was playing. You know, so it, I think when you have sort of like that turf-to-turf mentality, it carries a little bit of credibility too because I'm not coming in because I read a magazine or, you know, because my brother played. I mean, like, I legit have pieces of my body scattered up and down the Eastern Seaboard from playing. So I think that that resonates a little bit more in regards to credibility. At least I hope so, but I think that's part of it.
This is also coming from the woman who was team MVP and tied for fifth out of 64 teams for leading in sacks. But she don't know what she's talking about, Farmer.
Right. No, I mean, no, she has zero football knowledge, and she shouldn't be a coach, right? According to our caller yesterday.
We have a guy that calls in and basically says that women should be tied to the stove with enough slack to reach the bedroom because that's the only two places their rib-stealing gender are qualified to be. And then we have this wonderful coach that calls in and says, okay, let me break some things down for you and make you feel really, really small because I actually know what I'm talking about.
Let me draw some X's and O's for you. Yeah, I know. It's, here's some X's, here's some O's. And, you know, I want to thank Sports Elite Tay for, you know, messaging you, coach, and having you spend a few minutes here with us here on your Morning Cup of Sports. Is there anything else you want to tell our listening fan base? Plug any teams, plug any businesses. This is your time, girl.
Well, listen, I appreciate you guys very much because you know, with everything changing and all the inclusion and stuff like that, I mean, just understand that it has to make sense. It has to be for the right reasons. But there are a lot of women out there that are very passionate about the game, and they're just looking for an opportunity. So I'd say stay open to it. You know, the right ones are going to make the right difference, and hopefully I'll be one of them someday. But, yeah, please, I'd love to be able to stay in touch with you guys. Like I said, I have seasons coming up. The arena season is going to be kind of lit this year. I'm excited to get back in front of it. So I'd love to have you guys maybe touch base with me around that time, and I'll certainly be listening from here on out. But yeah, I just appreciate the opportunity to talk it through.
That's scary, Coach. If you want to continue to listen to us and our completely unorthodox morning, you know, our morning show, because we don't like to conform to mainstream media and mainstream sports. So it's awesome to hear that you want to continue to listen to us, and definitely. We will send you a friend's request. I'm sure B. Evans already has, and I will myself. And it'd be awesome to have you back and, you know, talk to us about, you know, your games and everything else like that. That'd be really cool.
Definitely.
I appreciate it. It was great to talk to you guys and just appreciate the ability to share perspective.
Most definitely. Thank you, Coach.
Likewise. We appreciate you
coming
on today.
Have a great day.
You do the same.
Bye.
All right, bye. Well, Farmer, I think if...
it's like we set this up, you know? It was like we set it up, and all we did is we put a text out to a certain female coach that we know. Name is Tay, also from Sports Elite, and she's like, I'm a little busy. I'm still kind of sleeping or working or... you know, or that type of thing. So she got us in contact with you know, with this coach and
with a badass.
You know, Trucker JJ should be happy. Another Steeler fan that's listening to us. I won't hold that against you, Coach. I promise.
Well, everybody has one downfall that they're allowed to have, and we'll. I think if you're a Steeler fan or you're a Tom Brady nut hugger, I think you can actually – I think that qualifies for a disability check every month.
I think so, too.
Now, I could be wrong,
I know you could be. And 98% of the time, B. Evans is wrong because Farmer's usually right. But did you see any of the No Fun League games or the game last night between the Patty Cakes and the other Patty Cakes?
I did not. I actually did not. Yeah. I was either asleep or just waking up so I could get ready for work.
I almost thought that there was going to be a flag on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers middle linebacker because he actually hit Tom Brady and took his helmet off.
Oh, man. I wish I could.
I was waiting. I saw the ref with the flag. I'm like, you do it. I'm going to blast you on my morning show. I'm kind of blasting you right now. But I was waiting. You know, I was watching hockey, and I saw the little footy football outside peripheral vision. I saw Tom Brady get lit up. I'm like, oh, I got to watch now. Oh, I got to look at this one. Because I was like, oh, where's the flag? Give me the flag so I can just call you a bunch of pansies. There was no flag, though. But Tom Brady was looking. He was looking at the ref like, come on, man, I'm not supposed to get hit.
This is football. You're not supposed to contact me. This is not a contact
for
Tom Brady.
I was actually sitting next to a referee. He was still in his referee garb. I'm like, oh, you a brave ref, aren't you? You must be one that only does the field, the sticks on the side. You don't make plays because normal referees, they go and change.
You remember the movie Friday?
Yeah. Well, which one?
With the first one with Chris Rock and Chris Tucker and Ice Cube.
Ice Cube? Yeah.
Okay, you remember when the big tall skinny dude when Debo stole that guy's bike? And he went running to the car, and his arms were limp and just kind of flopping around as he was running. I wonder if after the game, after Tom Brady's like, I'm gonna go tell Mr. Goodell. I wonder if he went running down the tunnel with his arms flopping around, going to cry to Mr. Roger Goodell. It's not fair.
Because
they're being mean.
I swear, dude, this middle linebacker, I believe, grabbed Tom Brady by the head. I'm like, oh, there's the flag. And then he just kind of popped it up. And I'm like, oh, there's another flag. Intentional trying to kill Tom Brady. There was no flag. I looked at the ref who was in his ref garb. He's like, nice play. I'm like, yeah, I can tell you're not a Tom Brady fan either, are you?
Now, going back to something that you mentioned just a few moments ago when we were talking about, the Shitsburg Steelers.
right.
We received a message from Trucker JJ.
Oh, I'm sure we have.
He says, I think you are suffering from 6 Super Bowl trophy envy. Here we go. And he types, here we go, all in caps. Now, I could be wrong, but is it just me or is JJ living in the past?
Oh, definitely living in the past.
I mean, that happened back then.
Right. Way back then. Way back then. You got cobwebs on that.
Now, I may not be, I may not know these guys personally,
and
but I'm pretty sure.
One of them the refs actually gave you to. Super Bowl XL, the refs gave you that one. Don't even claim that one.
Super Bowl 30, I was rooting for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And that's just because I hate Pittsburgh that much. But
freaking Shitsburg. I mean, Coach,
the Shitsburg Squealers.
JJ, not so much.
I wonder, though, how about probably about 65% of the Steelers probably have to take off their cleats to be able to count to 6 to get their Super Bowl wins number right.
Oh, no.
I mean,
listening to your morning cup of sports on RadioAFS.com with Farmer and B. And if you haven't tuned in and this is your first time listening to us, well, welcome to our shit show. And have fun, kick back. And if you want to call in and talk to us, please do. 646-668-8467. And we'll get you right through. Even though if you're a misogynistic pig, you're still going to be able to call in and talk to us.
Oh, most definitely. Now, I hate to do this, but Farmer, we do have to take a quick break. So we will be back after
this. Gotta pay some bills, huh? All right.
That's right. That is right.
How's it going?
What's up, man? Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's your name?
I go by Catagice.
All right. Hey, where are you from?
I'm from Spokane, Washington.
Okay. And as an artist, would you say that you are humble?
Yeah, of course. I like to talk about other topics, but I like to have fun, too.
Could you give me an example?
Yeah, give me some. Let's see what we can do.
Okay.
I'm like an assassin with this passion. I'm smashing every distraction. I'm cutting this beat in half like a fraction. Caption this backspin. Every lyric gets you like an allergic reaction. I'm trying to be a legend like Lennon. Can you imagine? They're telling me to preach. I'll speak like Martin Luther. Everything I do is sick. Watch me maneuver through rumors. And then I'll super kick a lunatic if he's talking manure. I'm just trying to make disciples like I'm Larry Hoover. So how do I obtain motivation? Sustain and entertain the new and older generation. I got it. I will just exchange money and pay for liberation. And instead of the money, the guns, drugs, and fornication, I'll give inspiration. I know God has got my back, so don't have to be nervous. I'll just purchase an urban surface that's worthless for Sunday service. And pray that they have a purpose for people who think they're worthless. Being tempted by the serpents, being pushed towards the furnaces.
Let us all unite!
We saved the earth from a terrible experience. A fine, upstanding American boy.
Man, that boy, Catagice, he's going so hard, just like a boulder. And he prays to God that boy's a soldier. Check his composure and your exposure, because he's making it stumble like a sick crossover. It's over, you're over. Because everything is intellectual, technical, with professionals. And I leak more antioxidants than most fruits and vegetables. The government is over criminals. They're the ones doing the crimes, taking away our human rights while I'm screaming. No pipeline, the streets release motion. A sweet disease potion, this preconceived notion will leave these bees broken. Enemies will retreat when I'm keeping the heat smoking. No guns, just verses, I'm keeping MCs choking. All you do is sit, get it past and hit it like a grand slam. But it's been frequency, so I can let the death jam. Rappers the paper thin, squeezing the flavor in their vapor pen. Give me 100 whack MCs, I'll wilt them like I'm Chamberlain.
I'm a creative genius.
Uncontrolled, unpredictable, and unabated. The most important topic will never start a war.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Said you better be talking my name when you enter Spokane's conversation. Somebody better call Jay-Z, cause I'm about to rock nations. My rhymes align spines and redesign minds. And at the drop of a dime, they can redefine time. With motion and gravity, I study hip-hop's anatomy. This musical academy is tactically attached to me. Practically, everything I've been doing has come naturally. I'm Picasso inside of the gallery, cause I am a masterpiece. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a genuine specimen. But I'll turn your skeleton inside your ligament to gelatin. I know I'm just a rookie, but I hope to be a veteran. And I know I'm new like Orleans, but I'm flyer than that pelican. My mental capacity uses calculus calculators to calculate strategies to maneuver through tragedies. I need you to listen and pay attention to details. What's the difference between the beach and the streets? Nothing, you see shells.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Morning Cup of Sports right here on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. That was straight out of Spokane, Washington. Your man, Catagice.
That's my boy.
That's my boy
right there.
That guy is awesome, man. I love his music. Two things real quick, and then I've got something for you, Farmer. Me and you were just talking about this the other day off the show, and you're going to be excited for this. But two things real quick. One, okay, now we had posted something on our Facebook page. It showed the Stanley Cup champions, Pittsburgh Penguins. Guess what? It ain't going to happen this year. Just saying.
No.
And also, now, if you haven't been scrolling on our Facebook page, you need to scroll down a little bit, and you're going to want to understand why
you're
going to...
You're definitely missing out if you're not keeping up on our Facebook page.
Right. You are missing out. But you will want this video, this clip makes me want to learn Taekwondo and play soccer. This goalie is a straight badass. But anyway, guess what I got?
What do you
got? We have a caller. We have a caller.
Oh, put him on.
Now, I was going to be nice and introduce the caller, but I'm going to let him do it because as soon as you hear who it is, you're going to be excited. So, without further ado, what's going on, caller? You are live on Morning Cup of Sports.
Thank you. Good morning to the farmer. Good morning, B. This is the counselor calling. I wanted to call all week regarding last week's football games, but life takes its course, and here we are Friday after late Friday. But I'm still calling about last week. Wanted to bring up a couple of things that were about running backs that were related, but different results. And I just wanted to hear what you had to say about some of these coaches that just do some crazy things. And I'm looking back, way back, actually, back around 2016 when, if I recall correctly, it was Gronkowski who got injured and out for the season because he was on the kickoff return team, if I'm not mistaken. a brilliant move by his brilliant coach that took his the best tight end of the game and buried him because he wanted him out on kickoff returns or punt returns or one of them two. In any case, so cut away 2 years later, I guess nobody learns their lesson. Last Thursday night, we had Minnesota, Chicago, Green Bay and Chicago, my bad. And Green Bay is ahead by like 20.
They're two garbage teams, so you're all right. You have Minnesota, Green Bay.
Green Bay is ahead by 28 points. In the middle of the fourth quarter, and again, this is fantasy football related. I'm sure some of your listeners are playing. And then at the end of the game, Jordan Howard scores a garbage TD in the middle of the fourth quarter. You're at the end, actually, about 4 minutes left of the fourth quarter. And great. You know, and the question that I have is, what in the hell is Jordan Howard doing out there with 4 minutes left? When you're down 28 points, let it go. Just let it go and try for next week, you know. Three days later, what does the Seattle – you know, obviously lessons ain't learned in the NFL. You got to, rinse and repeat, I guess. And so what do they do in Seattle with a 14-point lead in the middle of the fourth quarter at home against the crappy Indianapolis team? They send that – rookie Carson out there who finally found somebody who maybe they could rely on a little bit. And what do they do? Bust up his ankle with a 14-point lead and about 8 minutes left or something in the game. Didn't even need to be out there. And the lessons aren't learned real well in the NFL. Going back to the days when Gronkowski was apparently a kickoff return artist. Moving to last week, when we like to put our best starting players out there in a 28-point lead, meaningless, touchdown, or, whatever, trying to hold on to that tough lead when you're ahead by 14 at home against one of the worst teams in the NFL. Anyways, I just wanted to see what you had to say about that. Guarantee this week, you're going to find, one, maybe two more we're going to be reading about. And I don't mean people getting injured like the Minnesota dude in the middle of the game. I'm talking about, garbage time. It's purely garbage time. You're going to find a quarterback that comes back off the bench, a running back that comes back off the bench, whoever. And we're going to read about it. And I just wanted to put that out there and see what y'all had to say about that.
B, I will let you go first.
Well, I just want to comment on one thing that I agree with you. When you are up by so many points and you don't want to put anybody but your starters in, you're just being stupid at that point. I mean, you've acquired a lead. It's time to give your starters a break and let your secondary, let your backups, let your second and third strings, let everybody else get out there and get some time on that field. Because I'll go back to an argument that we had talked about before. When Peyton Manning got injured, what happened to the Colts? They went to shit. Because
they still are in the shit. And Peyton Manning hasn't been there for years, B.
Well,
so,
no,
so what's your point?
I know that. I'm saying when Peyton Manning was killing it with the Colts, he gets injured, and they had nobody to throw that ball. Because their backup never got to see the field. He got, like, what, half the preseason, but then they gave the other half to Peyton Manning so he could warm up for the regular season. But by not giving these people time to play, you ultimately hurt yourself in the long run. You could really hurt yourself in the long run. But I think I agree. It's ridiculous that you keep your starters in when you guys are in such – when you guys have such a good lead, let them rest. Eliminate the possibility of them getting injured. You know, the longer you keep them in, the more of a chance they have of getting hurt. If you don't need them in, take them out. Let them breathe. Give them a moment.
Yes, right. Sir.
You know, B, I can see your point.
No, like I said, just because Howard didn't get hurt and Carson does get hurt doesn't make one any more or any less ridiculous of a coaching move than the other. Like, you know, and
right.
John Fox is just one of the most overrated pieces of garbage coach, and Chicago deserves him, and I guess Howard's going to have to deserve him. But he's padding them stats, you know, I guess. So, you know, that's about it. I just wanted – we'll be reading about one. I'm sure I'll be able to call you next week and remind you about this lovely phone call, and we'll be talking about somebody who was out there when they were ahead by 21 with 3 minutes left, and the quarterback come back off the bench. Some of these guys, like they brag about, like on the NFL, you know, whatever on TV when they say, "Oh, the guys played every snap this year." Why? I suspect my Saints are guilty as anybody. I think Breeze is one of those guys that they brag about, plays every down. Why? You know, what's he doing out there? He's either ahead by 20 or down by 20, you know, with him usually. So, anyway.
Right.
All right. Well, I just let you all go.
Well,
have a good weekend.
Now,
and we'll talk to you next week.
Hold on one moment.
Yeah,
real
yeah.
quick. I got a quick question for you. Now, it's off the football talk, but did you happen to catch the Blackhawks and Penguins game last night?
No, I did not. But I get your videos when you're, you know, from Facebook or whatnot, so. So,
we'll be trust me, we will make sure we definitely will be posting up some of the highlights from the, actually the highlights was really pretty much the whole game. So
okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank
you for calling, my man, and we'll hopefully talk to you next week without any stupid reports from stupid NFL coaches. That play their top tier people with 4 minutes left being down by 28 or up by 28.
That's exactly right. All right, guys, we'll talk to you next time.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
Later, bub. Man.
That hour went by really fast.
Yeah, it did. Busy show today.
You know what we need to talk about? We have a little less than 10 minutes. This was actually sent to me, B. I didn't go looking for it. One of our faithful listeners. I don't know, man, this might not be the right show to talk about this. But hey!
We're going to do it anyway.
Because
we're unorthodox.
Because
and we don't
why?
Give a damn.
Because why, B? Find the button.
Oh, hold on now. Hold on now.
I have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
That's right. Here we go. I feel kind of wrong talking about this one, B, to be honest with you right now.
What are you talking about? I feel kind of like at the wrong job right now.
Well, there's that.
Like,
but
like, where do I turn in my resume? Where do I apply?
Right. Oh, yeah, I already got the resume worked up. I'm just got to find where I email it out. But
that's what I'm
an
saying,
awesome
man.
Listener, right? An awesome listener, Jeannie. Thank you so much for brightening up my evening, my day, and sending me this sport.
The sport is what I take is from England, and this is a sport that I will fully endorse. I'm usually anti, you know, non-American sport, but you know, I usually give B a lot of crap for it. But this is one that I pitched to him, and he's like, where do I sign up, dude? I'm like, well, I don't know if this guy's going to give that up, because he is the safety coordinator Bliss Trampoline Olympics.
The only downside, the only bad part about this that's so bad it's funny.
Wait a minute. There's a bad part?
Yes. The guy's okay. Name is Lars Larson.
Well, you know, I could be Farmer Farm. You know, if that's what it takes. If that's what it takes to get the job, I'll be Farmer Farm. Or Farm Farmer. However this needs to work out. But, you know, I don't know if I could sound as non-educated as Mr. Lars Larson. The dude got a sweet job, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
And he's out there sweeping and rubbing shoulders, and I'm thinking, he ain't married.
He might not be interested either.
Well, there's that, too.
I mean, for you gotta admit, for in all honesty, for a right. single guy to be a coach, a coordinator, because he's a coach too, of a topless.
Oh, I didn't know he was a coach.
Women,
I was.
Oh yeah, he's a coach. To be for a topless women's trampoline sport, he has got to be. Either the most well-composed guy on the face of the planet, or
right.
he's gay.
Or happily married.
Or happily married. I mean, it's got to be a damn good marriage, I guess. And she's got to be
right.
really true.
Maybe
and
she's
just,
on
I mean,
the team.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe
she's
on the
it's
team.
It's got to be a damn good marriage for her to be okay with him being a coach, or even being a part
right.
of this sport. Now, am I taking anything away from the guy? Hell no. He's got a job that every man loves to drink, you know, that they would just love to have. You know, so, I mean, this guy gets, I mean, he's in his, like, in the video, and if you guys watch the video, it is an edited video, of course, that, you know, that comes with the link. But, I mean, he's in their locker room, you know, he's everywhere with these girls. And, I mean, he's just, like, got a straight face, like, it's just nothing. I mean, yeah, well, it's just boobs. I mean, but still, I mean, this guy definitely is a winner in my book. Because he has, like, one of the coolest jobs ever. I'm just going to be honest.
Right.
Now,
I agree.
Like I said, if he is married, man, it's got to be a hell of a relationship. Because women are too untrusting, and they get jealous issues really, really quick. Now, men are the same way, and not all women and not all men, but you got to think, man. My ex-wife, there ain't no way in hell I would have been able to have a job like this. You know what I mean? So, kudos to the wife if he is married. To a woman, kudos to the husband if he's married to a man. And kudos to him if he's just a single guy that can hold himself together.
Right.
And, yeah. We need to take a flight, man. We need to travel the world. We'll swing by Bangkok so you can get some penis-shaped waffles stuffed with cheese-filled sausages. And then we can fly on up and watch some topless trampolining.
Right.
Oh, man.
Man, this show is crazy. I apologize about the little background noise. I had to get in the mobile command center and look for a topless
Trampoline Center, but to no avail, Spokane, Washington, you're lame.
Oh, that's funny.
Or a penis-shaped waffle for B. Evans.
You don't have to share, man. That's fine. Just get one or two, however you like it. But you
I know you want to eat on the ball side because you like balls in your mouth because of the shirt that I sent you. I almost wrote on there at Radio AFS Management, but you know, I wanted to be nice to you.
Oh, Radio AFS Management, huh? That would have been sweet of you.
I know. And then send it to the bigwigs and somehow have DRCP Army, you know, Photoshop your face on his face, and it would have been money, bro. But you know, I'm nice. I don't throw my co-host under the bus or my host under the bus like you do me. Yeah, you're like, hey.
Now, wait a minute.
Farmer snorting no-dos. Farmer shooting no-dos in the bathroom. You probably should go check and make sure it's no-dos. Hey, farmer's coming in naked. Make sure he takes a knee. Or farmer's not coming in until 30 minutes because he got in trouble. Can I have my laughing hyenas, come in for the first half hour to make him look like an asshole? Hey, management, I need a bigger fridge so I can stuff more shit in it. Did you see my big zucchini? I know it's huge. Psst. Radio AFS Management, I want a new computer. Hey, thank you. See, I'm just saying, the laundry list just goes on.
It's like, where's Farmer at? He's in the bathroom with an eight ball. They're going to go look for you and be like, wait, you lied. You said he was in there to shoot pool. I said, no, wrong eight ball.
And I'm in there shooting pool. Ball, corner pocket.
Maybe, I was going to say, maybe two ball in the corner pocket, but.
Woo! Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time ever listening to your morning cup of sports,
tune in again, we get better.
Yeah, exactly. Tune in on Monday because. You know, you just never know when Farmer and B are going to argue, and B's usually wrong and Farmer's usually right. You just never know when we're going to talk about some weird stuff, kind of like this show. But, you know, Coach was awesome, you know, and thank you for standing up and everything else like that. That was awesome. It was a long shot, B, to find somebody that's willing to get up this early and talk to us and fit us in our busy schedule of coaching, especially Friday Night Lights, you know.
Almost definitely.
But it was awesome of her to call in and hopefully when the arena football starts up and all the other football starts up, hopefully she can call in and talk to us some more about it and maybe get us some players, you know, on the Arena Football League to talk to us about football and what it's like to actually buy a female, you know, and get their perspective versus a guy coach versus a female coach. This has been a great show. So if this is your first time listening, if you're still listening, that is, thank you. And tell your friends and give them the same thing that we told Coach. We are unorthodox. We are not like SportsCenter. We are not like Mike and the Mike in the morning. We are not like Shannon Sharp and the other jabroni. Not kind of, but not really. We're not like the Bob and Tom show. We're not like any other sports shows or any other show radio shows out there. Because why? Because he's B. Evans and I'm Farmer and they're not us. And they want to be us. Because of our fans and our friends. Right, B?
Oh, most definitely. We are definitely unique.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Well, Farmer.
What else you got on the docket? I know we're in overtime. We're 5 minutes
into
overtime.
oh, Farmer's going into overtime. Usually he's like, all right, I think I'm done. It was too early for this shit when we started. It's still too early for this shit now.
I didn't even say that this morning. You're the one that's doing it now.
You didn't. I did. I was just shocked that, you know, you actually jumped up. Now, I got a good one for you. A gentleman. A young man.
We must not know him then.
No, we don't know him. But with a guy who makes
him
genius
being a gentleman.
Decisions. Right. Well, making genius decisions like this makes me not want to know this jackass. So we have a young man here who's on his way to court. And he has a hearing. So on his way to court, he gets to the courthouse on the property. And what does he do? He's like, oh, I have a bag of weed in my pocket. So I'm just going to hide it in the bushes here in the courthouse where they have cameras. I'm going to hide my bag of marijuana and I will get it after my hearing. Well, no, you're not, sir, because it was confiscated and you were arrested on charges. In North Carolina, this guy literally was on his way to court for a hearing, and he decided to hide his bag of weed in the bushes on courthouse property and got caught. They confiscated it, and they arrested him and charged him with it and everything. How can you be so damn stupid?
No, B. You know what, my man? On that note, I think we got to end.
Oh, okay. Well, real quick. We also had a gentleman who decided to rob a restaurant, right?
Okay.
Robs a restaurant. And in the middle of robbing this place, he stops right in the middle of his crime. Because he decides, I'm hungry. And he cooks himself a meal. He made something to eat right in the middle of it.
Well, stupid is stupid does. And those two crimes are your stupid is and stupid does here on your morning cup of sports on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fat Boy Media, ERCP Army, Farmer. You got the B. Evans over there looking for a topless trampoline competition so he can go watch. I may be going to my first Spokane Chiefs hockey game tonight. We'll see. We'll get some live feeds up there for you. And I'm sure the goalie is 10 times better than any of the Pittsburgh Penguins goalies. Kimmy, sorry. I'll take pictures for you of what a goalie should do, what a goalie should look like. And with that being said, I want to thank every single one of you for listening for an hour and 8 minutes of senseless babble from Farmer and D. Evans on your morning cup of sports.
That's
just remember,
right,
guys, who's the cream? Who's the Sally Salamander? And who's the sugar? You figure them out. Wait a minute, Farmer added one. Maybe there's one of the same two. And here's your internet Facebook poke. Boop.
Make sure you guys tune in Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, for your morning cup of sports. And check us out on social media sites, Facebook and Twitter. Give us a like. Give us a share. Invite your friends. And we will catch you guys next week. See you guys later.